Now the High Sheriff of Hazard is a hard-working man. To be a fine sheriff is his only plan. With his hands in our pockets, he'll take what he can, for he's the High Sheriff of Hazard. He went through my pockets and searched them with care, but nary a nickel or penny was there. So I got 30 days and some bumps in my hair. God bless the High Sheriff of Hazard. He caught me one evening and here's what he said. You look like a Russian, you look like a Red. And if you are fond of your skin and your head, beware the High Sheriff of Hazard. I thanked him politely, I thanked him for all. And 5 minutes later I made a phone call to call a strike meeting at our union hall. And damn the High Sheriff of Hazard. Now men, there are many who sweat out their lives to scratch out a living for children and wives. They sweat for their pennies while the mine owner thrives with the blessings of the High Sheriff of Hazard. And when union men strike and the troubles come on, the High Sheriff's word is the mine owner's bond. He's a mine owner too, you know which side he's on. He's the wealthy High Sheriff of Hazard. Well, it seems to be so since this world first began that some men are willing to scheme and to plan to gouge out a fortune from the poor working man. For example, the High Sheriff of Hazard. But the answer is simple, the answer is clear. We'll all get together with nothing to fear and throw the old bastard right out on his ear. Farewell to the High Sheriff of Hazard.